This is VOA News via remote. I'm Gene Randall. The coronavirus pandemic continues its cruel, unrelenting assault on humanity, with 1.7 million cases and a death toll moving toward 104,000. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University, and often it is hard to keep up from one hour to the next. The world is enduring a sad break with the traditions of Easter weekend, as millions of Christians are being forced to mark the holiest day of their religious year away from their places of worship, their extended families, and friends. The same for Jews who are celebrating Passover, all part of an effort to halt the spread of COVID-19. In the Vatican, St. Peter's Square remains eerily quiet. Yesterday, Pope Francis led a small Good Friday procession held away from the Roman Colosseum for the first time since 1964. The event marks the final hours in the life of Jesus. It'll be a similar scene of enforced tranquility in the Holy City all through a weekend that normally draws huge crowds of believers from around the world. Here in the United States, the number of coronavirus cases is approaching 503,000, with over 19,000 fatalities. But there are some positive signs in the state of New York, where conditions in the epicenter, New York City, are easing. Daily death tolls are still heavy, 783 since yesterday, but new infection rates have been falling and hospital admissions are down sharply. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo credits a statewide lockdown for helping to flatten the curve of the coronavirus spread. Fewer beds than anticipated are being filled in New York. The same is true for ventilators, and there's been a move downward among intensive care unit patients. There have been more than 8,600 coronavirus deaths in the state, most of them in New York City. Neighboring New Jersey has suffered some 1,900 fatalities. U.S. President Donald Trump is promising an announcement soon on reopening the American economy. White House stay-at-home guidelines run out on April 30th, and it's widely believed Mr. Trump wants the country back on track as early as May 1st. Via remote, this is VOA News. In continental Europe, Spain and Italy account for over 300,000 pandemic cases. Together, they've lost 35,000 lives. In France, the number of COVID-19 deaths is more than 13,000. Italy's nationwide lockdown has been extended through May 3rd. But the special commissioner for the pandemic, Domenico Arcuri, says, quote, "The virus has not been defeated, but we are on the right path." He also said a gradual reopening of the country would be complex and disciplined to avoid a second wave of contagion. European leaders this weekend are pleading with their people to avoid holiday excursions. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has added 2 weeks to his country's lockdown, the largest in the world, affecting 1.3 billion people. Johns Hopkins numbers for India, 7,600 cases with 249 fatalities. In Cyprus, leaders of the Greek and Turkish sides of the island say because of the pandemic, they are renewing a pledge of cooperation with a focus on health aid. Greek Cyprus is internationally recognized, while Turks occupy the northern half of the island in contravention of international law. Cyprus has reported 595 virus cases with 10 deaths between the two sides. There has been a major increase in coronavirus deaths in Britain, almost 900, bringing its new total to just under 10,000. The UK has had almost 74,000 cases. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says while hospital admissions are leveling off, it is too early to say if the country's infection numbers have peaked. He says there is a need for more evidence. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Boris Johnson continues his COVID-19 recovery after being diagnosed 2 weeks ago. He is still hospitalized in London, but is said to be spending some time out of bed and doing some walking. Africa continues to be spared the full wrath of the coronavirus, with Nigeria, the most populous country on the continent, reporting only about 300 confirmed cases and 5 deaths. South Africa reports 2,000 infections with 24 fatalities. Morocco has suffered 110 deaths among 1,500 cases. Egypt's numbers, 1,800 confirmed cases and 135 lives lost. In Japan, there has been a broadening of a government request that people stay away from bars, clubs, and restaurants, which remain open across the country. Japan's state of emergency, declared earlier this week, carries no penalties. It asks people to stay home as much as possible. The country has confirmed COVID-19 case counts of just over 6,000, with about 100 deaths. There are fears of a surge of cases which may lie ahead. The Trump administration and congressional leaders are apparently set to launch bipartisan talks on a new coronavirus aid package with hopes for action as soon as next week. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have paved the way for the White House to open negotiations on an interim bill to replenish a $350 billion paycheck protection program for businesses. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.